Jonathan tastes like chocolate when I kiss him. His mouth is warm, hot even. I breathe him in and pull him close, and I hold him next to me until he rolls away and tosses off the covers so he can leave the bed. "Don't," I want to say. "Don't go." Of course, I don't say that, no matter how much I want to. It would sound desperate and grasping. And even if that's how I feel about him and this situation, it's not how I want him to think of me. I watch as he gets out of bed and walks naked to the bathroom. I listen as he takes a long, hard piss, the water in the toilet splashing. He doesn't close the door. I guess we've been together long enough to feel comfortable with an open bathroom door. Long enough that we don't have to pretend that we don't have bodily functions. With someone else, this would be irritating. I'd want to keep the magic, whatever that means. With him, it's intimate. I want to make it permanent. When he comes back to the bedroom, he looks me over. I haven't pulled up the covers. I want him to see me naked. I want him to crawl back into bed with me, to cover me with his body, to put his mouth on mine, to kiss me there and in lower places. I want to make him cry out my name the way he does every single time. There have been other men, so many of them, but none of them ever made me feel as beautiful as they told me they thought I was. I don't want him to go back to her. "I'll call you later," he says, after she goes to bed. She goes to bed early now because of the pills. Jonathan and I will get a few hours of phone time, giggling in the dark like teenagers up past curfew. If I'm lucky, that is. Lately, the phone calls have been cut short by yawns and complaints of having to get up early for work. It's not like it was in the beginning, but then I guess nothing ever really is. "I love you," I think, but don't say. I never say it, but he has to know it's true. Does he love me? His eyes say he does. The way he kisses me says so too. But Jonathan never says it with words. He pauses to kiss me, bending over the bed. I don't grab him by the neck to pull him down, even though I imagine myself doing that. I guess I do have a little pride after all. It doesn't last. I leap out of the bed and catch him at the bedroom door. I'm still naked. He's fully clothed. Sometimes being naked is a weakness. Sometimes it's a weapon. His hands roam over my bare skin. His breathing quickens. His kiss is fierce, but fast. "I wish you could stay," I tell him. I don't want to cry. I know he doesn't want me to. The tears I can no longer hold back make him uncomfortable. I never used to be that sort of woman, the kind to cling or chase or beg. Funny how things can change. He grips me gently by the upper arms to put some distance between us. He looks into my eyes. He's got lines at the corners of his. New since we started this, whatever it is. More lines bracket the corners of his mouth. It used to be that we laughed together all the time. We haven't laughed about much of anything lately, and there are times, like now, that I worry we never will again. "Soon." He says it like a promise, an answer to a question I didn't ask. Not allowed, anyway. Not this time. Soon. Then he's gone, and I'm here alone in a room that still smells of him. And even though I never used to be the sort of woman to cry herself to sleep, that's what I end up doing.